USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Galveston County Medical Examiner's Office is requesting refrigerated trucks in anticipation of more fatalities from a brutal cold winter storm in Texas this week that has already claimed many lives and left millions without power. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry said fatalities will climb as officials conduct more welfare checks. Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kentucky are being affected by these storms. Temperatures will stay 20 to 40 degrees below normal through the weekend when a storm developing over Texas will bring the next round of winter weather. U.S. farmers won't see another year as profitable as 2020 for at least a decade, the U.S. Department of Agriculture projected Tuesday. Farm profits soared to their highest level in 7 years amid a flood of government aid related to the pandemic and the trade war, with federal deficit assistance payments accounting for more than a third of U.S. farmers' $121.1 billion in net income last year. USA Radio News.
It may soon be the biggest issue of our time. The NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden says he will defeat the NRA and their efforts to limit your guns, tax them, and even put the NRA out of business permanently. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield is unafraid to tell you the truth. Everyone is tuning in. Newsmax TV is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If they don't carry Newsmax, call them. Or just download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us anywhere. So watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and real news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time. You should too.
The National Guard continues to dominate the capital of the free world. Why is still not being talked about in D.C.? USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The National Guard could be deployed in Washington, D.C. until the fall. The National Security Council is asking the Defense Department to plan for support after the current deadline of March 12th. Additionally, there is no timeline when the U.S. Capitol fence will come down. Lisa McClain is a Republican from Michigan. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
Myself and several of my colleagues have asked Nancy Pelosi for a briefing as to why do we need these troops here. And we have received zero information. Zero. It's amazing to me that she can do this without any disclosure, without any information, and just continue to spend money with no briefing.
The representative speaking there on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The writing is on the wall. Gas prices are gearing up to cost Americans more and more. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
That warning of a spike in the price of the pump comes from Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. DeHaan tells us an estimated 20% reduction in production due to the weather is partially to blame.
20% is certainly not a drop in the bucket. This is millions of barrels a day in production capacity. So we likely will see the national average go up by anywhere from 5 to 15, maybe even 20 cents a gallon as well.
Another concern is making tanker deliveries to gas stations.
Gas stations are having to wait longer times for deliveries, but the good news is that as the weather does warm back up, those deliveries should increase in pace, and we should not see a widespread period of outages.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Social media service Parler is back.
The company that helped get Parler back up and running says it may not agree with all the posts on the platform, but it supports free speech. Parler is a social media website that saw an explosion in growth last month when Twitter banned then-President Donald Trump and other conservatives. Shortly thereafter, Amazon Web Services booted Parler off its server, alleging it was used to plan the January 6th storming of the Capitol. Parler is now being hosted by SkySilk Cloud Services, which has data centers in New York and Los Angeles. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.